Okay, it's the third day of Hanukkah, December 5th. We're on page Lamed Ches, at the end of the first letter. Just had a very powerful message about defining yourself by yourself and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you, not by others. Very relevant in yeshiva, where people are under a lot of pressure to perform and in close contact with others who may excel in different areas. So Rav Volbl concludes the letter with the following, Amana'im, how pleasant is it? Masha Mesuper al Talmido Hamuvuk shall agree me Salantatzal. What is told about the Talmud Muvuk of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam, Zatzal. Rabbi Yisrael had three main Talmidim, Rabbi Yitzel of Petterberger, Rabbi Simcha Zisel Ziv, and Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam.
Muvuk means main?
It really means, yeah, it's not the translation of it, but to be a Talmud Muvuk means you learn most of your Chachma from that person.
Ah, got it.
Rabbi Yitzel Petterberger, he called London. Rabbi Simcha Zisel Ziv, the altar of Kelm, he called Chacham. And Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam, he called Chassid. So this is the student who Rabbi Yisrael Salanter himself dubbed Chassid. Sh'amar Pam L'Rabbo, he said once to his Rabbi, this story was cited by Rabbi Rucham. We actually read it in the Shurim of Rabbi Rucham. Rabbi Zelig Epstein used to like to quote this. Sh'amar Pam L'Rabbo, he once said to his Rebbe, I think it was on Purim, Rebbe, Ilu Hayali Mocho Shal Bala Shagas Aryezal. Rebbe, if I had the mind, the brain of the Shagas Arye, parenthesis, Shayacharif Atzim, was tremendously sharp, V'libo Shal Bala Yisod V'Sharash Avoda, and the heart of the Yisod V'Sharash Avoda, parenthesis, Mekdosh Elyon, from one of the lofty holy ones, it's a sefer, we have a Musa sefer, he's a Velazhen or Talmud, Umidos of Shal Rebbe, and the Midos of Rebbe, I mean he's talking to Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, if I had your Midos, your control and mastery of your character, Oz Yacholti Lavad LaHashem, then I could serve Hashem. Hey Shalom Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael responded, Naftali, B'moach Shalcha, V'leir Shalcha, Umidos Shalcha. I think that's really where the quote ended. Medayin, you know, Mayach, and your heart and your Midos, Tuchel Gamkein Lios Eved Hashem Amiti, you can also be a true Eved Hashem. I think the end of the quote kind of minimized it a little. I think it was just the beginning, but Hein Zoe Ra'ananus HaKadusha Sheba Adam. This is the like the freshness of Kadusha that's in a person. Sheyeda Ki Olav Lavar Hashem B'mocho Shalom B'livo Shalom Midos Shalom, with his mind, with his heart, and with his Midos. Okay. Which brings us to the second letter, page Lamates. Michtav Sheini, 7th parak, 2nd letter. Yakiri, my dear one. Hinecha shol b'machtavcha, you ask in your letter, Ketad tzarech ben Torah lis yaches ala taiva. How should a ben Torah relate to desire? Halo la taiva noah tafkid b'chai ha'adam. Desire is designated a role in the life of man. V'i'ef shalishlo la soshlila machlatas. And you can't negate it, an absolute negation. U'me'idach, on the other hand, Taiva hihi Yetzihara. On the other hand, it is the Yetzihara. So let's not kid ourselves. Kilomar, meaning to say, Yetzir Shiyeshli Lachem Nagdo. Yetzir you're supposed to wage battle against. Can't negate it, but it does have to be fought. Lachain Hincha Shol, therefore you ask, Be'ilad Rachem Yeshli Lachem Nagdo Yetzir Asher Hofa Asu Hanokachis Mafriya Venikres Ra. In what ways are you supposed to battle against the Yetzihara that its appearance, Nochach means like right in front of you, disturbs, it interferes, it's called Ra. I will mitzaratzma osahu lamalos tafkid b'chayin. On the other hand, it is destined to fulfill a role in our lives. This is an irony, or a dichotomy about the Yetzihara. How do we, some things you just want to eliminate, but some things are not, can't be eliminated, but it's called Ra, so how do I relate to it? Hamakugel Hagodol Rabbeinu Moshe Cordovero Zatzal B'Sefer Tomer Devora Madrich Osana B'Ze. The great Makugel Moshe Cordovero and Sefer Tomer Devora, which is based on the Pasuk Mikael Kamocha, it's based on emulating the Midas of Hashem, guides us in this. The Imki Devarav Heim Divrei Kabbalah, notwithstanding the fact that his words are really Kabbalah, Harigam Lefi Avanaseinu Hapshuta Yi'ir Lanu Bar Gadol. Still, per their simple meaning, they illuminate a great light for us. Sefer in general is like that. Some of it, you know, you feel like you don't really know what he means, but you still you can take a lot from it. There's some Kabbalah Sfarim we wouldn't know, you know, one word of what it's saying. Some you understand what it's saying, and in some parts you say, oh, this is deep, this is beyond me. Zoe Tamsis Dvar of Shamba Perek Vav. This is the essence. Tamsis is like the essence of his words in the sixth chapter. The whole sefer is not that large. Heich Yargil Adam Atzmo B'midas HaGvura. How should a person train himself in the midah of Gvura? Da, you should know. Ki kol pe'ulos his orus yetahara he mamash ma'oros ha'gvuros ha'chazakos. Every rousal of the yetahara also rouses strong Gvura, which is midas ha'din ban hagas ha'kavaparokos ha'olam. Usually Gvura, when you refer to Hashem, it's austerity, it's midas ha'din. Yitzchak is Gvura, right? Avram is chesed, Yitzchak is Gvura, it's midas ha'din and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's quote-unquote conduct vis-a-vis the world. V'kach, lo yisna'eya li'yetzahara shelo ya'orer Gvura. So you're not going to have the Yitzhara like move that doesn't rouse Gvura. V'hatam, and the reason is, sha'odam notza b'shnei yitziras. Because man was created with two creations. It's interesting. In English, we say inclination, but yetzer is the word that means to create. And he's paraphrasing a chazal, right? In Maaseh Bereishis, yetzer hatov and yetzer hara, which was like the creation, the creature of good and the creature of bad. Ze chesed, vize gvura. So this one is chesed, and this one is gvura, which is a deep idea. You have to know what that means.
So rise is gvura. It doesn't say which one. Huh? Say rise gvura.
Yitzhar is Gvura. Yeah, Raz is Gvura. Amnam Pirish Bezora Parshas Bereishis Yitzhov Nivra LaAdam LaAtzma LaTzaracho Yitzhar LaTzarach Ishto. Okay, these are deep ideas. We'll see what he means. But Yitzhar Tov was created for man, for himself, for his needs, and Yitzhar for his wife. Imkain Roy Shelo Yisora Yitzhar Elas Atzma. So Yitzhar shouldn't be roused for his own benefit. Mikan yira kama maguna hakas v'chol kayotze bo shumagbir hagvuros hakoshos. And from here we see how like lowly and unbecoming is anger and anything like it, because it makes a harsh vura. It rouses this like midas adin. Amnam yitzahara tzarach lias kosher v'asur. Indeed, the yitzahara has to be tied up and bound. Asur like matir asurim, perish kavul, like chained. The vilti is over the shum peula ba'olam peulas gufo, not to be aroused for any action in the world for of his body. Lo lachem biya v'lo lachem des mammon v'lo letzad kas v'lo letzad kavod klal, not for physical relations, money, anger, honor. Those are all different yetzers. Am lo letzarach ishto ya'or yitzra benachas, only for the sake of his wife. He should browse it like with ease. Kigon halbisho lasak and labayas, to clothe her and to. There's a quote from Rishol Salanter. The other person's gashmias is your ruchnias. What he meant is, for me to sit down and eat a piece of cake is indulging. If someone else comes over, give him a piece of cake. That's hachnas asarachim. That's a spiritual pursuit. It's a little bit of the same idea what he's saying here.
So it's a little purpose.
To relate to these desires, but for the purpose of someone else. Mm-hmm. I got you this great thing.
Huh? Why is this called tithe of the Gvura? You're talking about your wife's tithe?
So what the Gvura that it, I think he's saying it brings out something negative, but if it's used the right way, it doesn't. But he's saying don't allow the Yitzhara to be brought out outside of this. We'll have to see how he defines it, but outside of this, it brings out Gvura's kashos, but it has a place.
Gvura is associated with control and control of one's emotions.
Yeah, some of the Yitzhara brings about Gvura in the world, which is not good. Excessive Gvura.
Judgment. Saying,
yeah, strictness, harshness. Let's see. Yomer Bezesh, Ani Malbish, Ani Misakin HaShchina. And this time I clothe her, I'm making a tikkun for the Shchina. Okay, nice wallpaper is taken for the Shechina. She matmekes mitzad yetzahara nivralasos v'tzonkona lo zulas. it like sweetens. Matmekas is the opposite of harshness. It like softens, sweetens the Yetzirah that was created to do the will of its creator. Nothing other than that. This is the approach for all types of desire that come from the Yetzirah. I'm not sure if he means Isha only literally in a lot of Chazals and the Zohar HaKadosh. Isha is like the physical that accompanies man. Sometimes it's a metaphor. He might mean it literally. But and then he should flip all of them around for the service of Hashem, which is a phrase unto itself that needs to be understood. Let's see what Rav Olba says. Like almost like notwithstanding the fact that these things, these words are above our grasp. They do teach us the perspective of the essence, the mystical side of the Torah in this matter. That's from the fundamental aspects of creation. Nothing more important than why did Hashem create certain things. We learn from this that the Yetzirah is a holy creation in essence, or in ultimate purpose, I should say. And with this creation, we are zocha to fix the Shechina, which rests in the house, no less than that. The house of a person is a dwelling place for the Shechina. There are numerous chazals about, you know, in the Shalom Bayis, Ish and Isha, the letters aside from Ish and Ish, or Yud and Hey, and so on. L'shem kach, notzer banu yetzizeh. For this purpose, the Yetzirah was formed within us. K'maymar hazar, muva b'dvarav hakadoshim. Like the words of the Zohar that he cited, Yetzirah nivra l'tzarach ishto. U'b'chol mash adam mashpil ishto b'tahara b'kedusha, hinu mesakin es ha-Shechina. And all that he to be mashpia is to give over to his wife in Tahara and Kedusha, he creates a tikkun for the Shechina. Nora v'nifl ma'od. This is awesome and incredible. Gam levilti mevin omek sodom shal dvarim. Even for one who doesn't understand the true secret of the words. Umawe for harash of yetzer. So what's bad? Sounds so good. Sounds like you know, sign him up for Shlishi on Shabbos. You know, he's a good guy. So kisha adam moel bakodshim. He steals from that which is holy. He's borrowing a phrase, which means when you use it improperly.
He's a double agent.
Yeah. Well, it's really when man uses it the wrong way. He rouses it from self. It's not really for us. This is the wrong word. Its purpose is not relevant to us, so it shouldn't be used for the wrong purpose.